Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. I've got to be honest with you about something. No technology has ever been proven to secure deals as effectively as face-to-face meetings with buyers. So I think it's time to go on a technology diet. By all means, pick up the phone or send an email to secure that meeting. But after that, drop the technology. Skip the video conference. Get off Facebook. End your texting and go meet buyers face to face. Here's a quick story for you. A client of mine had a company producing $45 million in sales with around 12 to 15 sales reps. And that $45 million was stagnant for about 3 or 4 years in a row. They couldn't figure out how to grow. They kind of ebbed and flowed between $38 million, $42 million, $45 million, $49 million, $45 million. But they couldn't grow substantially. And they asked me to come in and do sales training because they just figured, wow, Colleen, our team can't close. What we found is their team was very good at closing. They just weren't talking to enough buyers. So we did the following experiment. We shut off the internet. We took away their cell phones. We gave them access to only one piece of technology. Well, two, I guess. Their office telephones and their database, their CRM. And we said, you need to make calls to buyers and secure meetings with buyers between 9 and 11 in the morning and between 1:30 and 3:30. And over the course of the year, we monitored it. Now, I have to tell you, at first, there was a lot of resistance. We had to really police this technology diet for the client, literally shutting off the internet access at its source, walking around the sales floor during that prime time and making sure that people weren't distracted doing other things. But here was the end result. At the end of that year, the business grew from $45 to $60 million in 1 year without adding any salespeople. Their team knew exactly what to do. They knew how to do it. And they were exceptional salespeople. They just weren't doing it enough. They were confusing effectiveness with efficiency. And they were thinking that sending emails, being on Facebook, sending text messages, and using technology was an effective sales tool. It wasn't. It might have been efficient because they could send more emails than make calls, but it certainly hurt their closing ratios. So my challenge to you and your teams this month is go on a technology diet. Cut off access for a certain period of time and force your sellers to do what they're paid to do. Get on the phone, secure appointments, and meet buyers.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.